boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 12th, 2015. Today we recall the beginning of a landmark event in the history of American television as we remember that on Tuesday, January 12, 1971, All in the Family premiered on CBS. Once that first episode aired, American television was never, ever the same again. Produced by Norman Lear and Bud Yorkin and starring Carol O'Connor, All in the Family unveiled the life of Archie Bunker, an ordinary working-class guy who longed for those good old days when kids were scared to death of their parents. Archie considered himself a model citizen, but he was actually an entrenched bigot who was convinced that Walter Cronkite was a communist and that Richard E. Nixon, as he called him, was the greatest president since Herbert Hoover, his other hero. The show broke ground in its depiction of issues previously considered unsuitable for television comedy, such as racism, homosexuality, rape, miscarriage, breast cancer, and the Vietnam War. By depicting these provocative topics with frank realism, the series became one of television's most influential programs. It ranked number one in the yearly Nielsen ratings from 1971 to 1976. The episode Sammy's Visit, in which entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. planted a big kiss on Archie's cheek just in time to be caught by the family camera, was ranked number 13 on TV Guide's 100 Greatest Episodes of All Time. Bravo named Archie Bunker TV's greatest character ever. The show's phenomenal success was directly related to its flawless casting. One cannot imagine anyone other than Carol O'Connor as Archie, although he was not the first choice for the role. Both Jackie Gleason and Mickey Rooney turned it down. Gene Stapleton, Rob Reiner, and Sally Struthers rounded out the near-perfect ensemble, and the show also featured a host of splendid supporting players who turned in solid performances week after week and year after year, including Sherman Hemsley and Isabel Sanford as George and Louise Jefferson, Bea Arthur as Edith's cousin Maud, Betty Garrett and Vincent Gardenia as Irene and Frank Lorenzo, Alan Melvin as Archie's buddy Barney Heffner, and James Cromwell as Stretch Cunningham. The show's success resulted in a number of spin-offs, including Maud, The Jeffersons, Gloria, and Archie Bunker's Place, and Maud had a spin-off of her own with Good Times. All in the Family raked in 21 Emmy Awards and 8 Golden Globes and was the first sitcom to have all 4 of its leading actors receive primetime Emmys. Archie and Edith Bunker's chairs are now on display in the Smithsonian National Museum of American History, keeping company with other priceless iconic treasures from our nation's past. Archie was never better than when debating his skeptical son-in-law Mike Stivic on the subject of religion. In a heated exchange, the meathead reminds Archie that the presence of wrongdoing in the world is evidence that God isn't perfect. Archie counters with, "God don't make no mistakes. That's how he got to be God." And just in case Mike needed some extra convincing, he adds this, "God can do anything, buddy. Why, he can turn your jawbone into an ass." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 12, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.